Okay, we're doing this.
Yes, we are.
This is our podcast.
It's called Plastic.
Now, you may be wondering, why is it called Plastic when it's supposed to be about Degrassi next class? And you may be thinking that it's like Mean Girls with the plastics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But no, that's wrong.
You're wrong.
You're wrong. You should just leave.
No.
Leave now. No. It's actually about the lovely character whose actual name is Tristan, I think, right?
Yeah, he's Tristan.
But what he should be called is Plastic Man. Because I'm sorry to tell you, if you're a diehard Degrassi fan,
those exist.
And if your life surrounds Tristan,
what a sad existence.
The sad life you have. And he looks like he's made of plastic.
Yes.
But like, the worst plastic available.
Okay.
So. Where do you want to start? Oh, my name's Brooke.
And I'm Felicia.
Felicia. Where would you like to start this lovely podcast now that we got the name out of the way?
Yes, let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
So, the first episode of Degrassi Next Class is called #BootyCall.
Wow, you caught that.
Yes.
I'm impressed.
Yes.
I'm usually the one who reads out the hashtags.
Yes, I'm sorry. You can go ahead and...
Felicia can't read.
No.
So it's up to me to do it for her.
Exactly.
What happened in this episode?
Well, let's see. There was a presidential student council race / election thing, and one of the girls, whose name is escaping me right now, she was told she didn't have a butt.
Oh, that's right.
So, they photoshopped her picture to make it look like she had a butt, because she was worried about the stigma surrounding a black girl with no butt.
Which, possibly, is a real problem.
Yes.
And it may be. I'm not a teenager anymore.
No.
I'm old. Yes. Okay? I'm 22.
Yes.
And...
I'm about to be 22.
Yes. But comparing this to, like, the Drake episodes, which this episode starts out with a Drake quote.
That's true. Yes.
Comparing this to the Drake episodes that I grew up on.
Me too.
This is, like, the first episode of that was with child, like, predators and stuff.
Yes.
Comparing it, it's a little, I don't know what that means.
Society-wise. Look how far we have fallen, I guess. Or maybe risen.
Gotten better.
Yes, it's a good thing.
Now we don't have to deal with some of this stuff.
This is true. So.
What else happened?
There was this other chick whose name is Maya. And I think, or Maya. Is it Maya or Maya?
I think it's Maya.
Okay. And she has an audition to sing at, is it a nightclub? Kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. They said a nightclub named The Trap Door.
Yes. And she used to put together a band.
Because you're trapped by her awful singing.
Yes. Yes.
How are we only 4 minutes in?
So, she used to find a band, and there's this guy who plays the guitar whose name is Jonah? Is that right?
Sure.
And he has the ugliest chin in the world. no offense to this actor out there.
And no offense to Plastic Man actor.
Right. As we were looking at younger pictures of Plastic Man earlier today, he had blonde hair. He's come a long way.
He has.
Yes, good job. Good improvement.
Maybe he'll keep improving.
Yes.
he's
gonna improve so much he'll turn into a water bottle.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, if he wants to come on this podcast,
yes,
he's very welcome. Please.
What's his, like, Lyle is his
Lyle
name,
Lyle
right?
La La something. La 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 something.
No offense to him. at all. And
if we have questions for him?
Yes. Some of them even ranging on serious questions.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What are some of the, what would you ask him?
I would ask him what he thinks the major problems facing the teen society today are.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I don't even know if he's a teenager. He could very well be 30.
She seems to be taking this. Oh, great. More people are mad about my Green Day comment.
Oh.
Okay. Markets. She's yeah. taking this podcast more seriously than I.
Also, if I don't know if it'll pick up on the recording, but there is some background noise here. And if you're wondering what that wonderful sound is, it is the late, great David Bowie's Black Star.
Yes.
But that's not about this. This podcast is not about Bowie.
I don't know. You are going to become Bowie.
Oh, yes, I am.
Possibly because of this podcast.
Yes.
Your podcast. The successful thing, because so many people watch yes. Degrassi Next Class.
Yes.
Okay. So many, and they're all going to listen to this.
Yes.
And they're all going to agree with the Plastic Man theory. Yes. They're going to go...
There's a theory behind him now. I thought he was just unfortunate looking, but there's a theory. Okay, we will get back to you on that theory.
Well, he's going to turn into a water bottle.
Okay, yes.
So right now he's...
As I'm staring at your water bottle sitting on that chair over there.
It looks exactly yes. like him. If we do a side-by-side comparison, right. I'm so sorry to this man.
Yes, again, please... Do not hate us. It was just our observations. There are many people out there who think you are attractive, I'm sure.
And really, a lot, like, it's not even just him.
Right.
We don't pay attention to a lot of people on this show.
Exactly.
Like Maya mm-hmm. has a boyfriend whose name is actually Zig, I think.
Yeah.
But I call him Shu. Because I thought he looked like a shoe.
A flip-flop.
A flip-flop.
A wet flip-flop, wasn't it?
I think so. She remembers it far. I don't... We watched all of Degrassi Next Class when it aired.
Yes.
And then... So that was last year. Yes. I don't remember what the hell I said. And now we watched a new season. And then we decided, let's make a podcast.
Yes.
By we, I mean, I listen to Gilmore Guys. Shout out to them, because, well, no one listens to this, and they won't listen to this, and if they did, they would ban me from listening to their show.
No. Assuming they're even talking to each other anymore, right?
Exactly. Not that we're starting a podcast feud here.
No.
But anyways. His name's Shu.
Yes.
But his real name, Zig, well, not his real name, but his character name.
Yes, I don't know what his real name is.
I don't know either. I don't really care.
If he wants to come on this podcast, that's fine, too.
Any of these. Yes, if it's Stefan Brogan.
Shout out to my main man, Stefan,
who plays yes. Snake.
Yes, Mr. Simpson, Mr. Principal Simpson now, yes. as he is, yeah. I believe. His whole life has been dedicated to Degrassi. He was on the original show back in the 80s, and he has been in every incarnation of Degrassi since then in some
Bless
way
that
or
man.
Another.
Yes. I have questions.
Yes, if he wants to come on.
I have real, real questions. Yes. Like,
now he's a director and I think producer and writer probably. And like... everything for this show.
I want to know if this is what he intended his life to be.
Yes.
If this is all he's dreamed of doing.
Yes.
I'm trying to get David Bowie back on our TV.
I want
to
know why he was so determined to...
I want to know why the video stops at 1 second
Whoa.
Before...
It's a conspiracy.
Is it?
Yeah,
can
know.
We start a conspiracy podcast?
Yes.
Because I know who we would have on.
Yes.
Our friend Rob.
Yes. our dear friend, whom we've never met, and we'll never meet in person.
If you have time, after you've probably already given up on this podcast,
yes,
and you're looking for something to fill your void of a life with, look up the Eternal Black Project. There's great things.
Yes.
Don't have to be a conspiracy theory nut.
No.
You can like pigeons.
Yes, he's very fond of birds and ravens and black widows and ghosts.
There's a lot. Yes. He covers everything. He would make a better podcast person.
Yes.
Than that, I would.
To repeat, that is Eternal Black Project channel on YouTube. And his name is Robert Nicholas Walsh, as you will come to know and love. But anyway.
But this is one more sidetrack thing.
Yes.
Okay. David Bowie's video for Black Star, which we have in the background, so this does kind of relate to the podcast. Yes,
okay.
That is 10 minutes long. How long is his song on the CD?
I believe it is 5. But I'm not sure.
Okay, because this is telling me his CD is only 40 minutes long.
That's true, so that would mean...
So I wondered how much of Black Star takes up his CD.
I believe he has 2 versions of Black Star on his CD.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, I have not gotten around to buying the CD yet, because I'm still in mourning. But I will buy it. I think we looked this up at one point.
I think we did too.
So I believe there were 2 versions.
Anyway. Back to our thing.
Yes.
Our podcast.
Our podcast.
The podcast called Plastic.
Yes.
The Plastic Podcast.
Yes. Now.
Can we sell t-shirts?
Yes.
That say plastic.
Only if we get enough listeners. Hint, hint, guys. If you're listening, share this with your friends and we'll make t-shirts.
We'll make t-shirts, I'll make a Tumblr. I should promote this on Tumblr.
Yes, I don't know if you know this, but you wouldn't know this, but Brooke is a Tumblr legend. I don't know if you're comfortable with me putting your name, your Tumblr name out here.
We'll wait. Okay. We'll see how reception, okay. Like, if this gets love,
yes,
and if it doesn't, well, then good. I'll hide.
Our names are already out there, but you know, that's just okay.
But they can't find my Tumblr.
This is true.
I mean, I said I would promote it on my Tumblr, but I might just be like, hey, these are my friends, or this is a cool podcast that you all should check out.
Yes.
If you love Degrassi.
It's gonna start, though. They'll be like, what is Brooke's Tumblr? It'll start a trend.
# what is Brooke's Tumblr?
Yes. Anyway.
You, dear listeners, can think of a better hashtag than that.
Yes.
This is probably the only episode of this podcast that we will do. We have a better one in mind.
We do. But again, that depends on you, dear listeners.
We could do both.
Yes. If you are really hungry for more Degrassi Next Class insight, we can give that to you.
Okay, so we have Plastic Man running for student council against his ex,
Miles. Yes.
And they both have terrible slogans.
Yes.
Plastic Man's is...
Everybody's gay best friend.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
And Miles is...
Play
for all teams because he's bi.
Yes.
And
then there's a third girl running, who is not in relationship with any of them.
Who is barely mentioned as running. Like, in the beginning it is. And then when she loses, she, like, all of a sudden appears again.
Yes.
I think her name's, like, Goldie?
Yeah.
Something like that. And she's all, like, pissed that she lost. But they paid zero attention was paid to her.
Yeah. So.
Ariana Grande makes an appearance in this show.
Yes.
She's the one that told the black girl, what's her name?
Is it something like Cheyenne?
I do not think it's Cheyenne.
I don't think it is either.
Cheyenne? I don't know. It sounds very southern, and that was my attempt at a southern accent, and I apologize.
I'm very sorry to this actress's name, who we cannot think of her character's name right now, but she tells the girl that she has no butt, and this guy that the girl with no butt is interested in only is interested in butts. If you can decode that sentence, dear listeners, I appreciate that greatly.
Yes. And then in their friend group to round it off is Frankie, I think is the one.
Yes.
And she is Miles' sister.
Yes. But do we figure that out this episode? Do we know that
at this point? I think they're at the house at the pool party.
Okay.
I don't think it's like a big reveal. It's not like Sherlock's sister. Oh, God. Spoilers.
That thing. Anyway.
She's not having glass sex with like people. What else happened in this lovely show?
There was a pool party.
There was. Miles and Plastic Guy.
Yes.
Got together.
Mm-hmm.
Back together. They broke up.
Yes.
And at the pool party, they were all like making out again.
But things did not end well for them in this episode because Miles was then seen flirting with a girl. And by Plastic Man, and Plastic Man's feelings got hurt, and things got ugly at a debate where a lot of personal feelings were thrown around. And at the end of the episode,
was there a part about a debate?
Yeah, they're having a debate.
Oh!
Yeah!
I vaguely
remember. It wasn't really a debate, it was more like questions, right?
Yeah, but like isn't that when the Goldie chick had, like, actual plans? Was she in that?
And yeah, she actually had...
See, I may have zoned out at that part. Oh, you know what I was doing? I was doing research for this podcast.
Yes.
We were looking up... I was looking up the actor who played Tristan Plastic Man. And I got distracted because I had no clue, and this may indicate how much knowledge I have of Degrassi. Had no clue he was in... seasons 11 to 14 of Degrassi Next Generation. And so I was fascinated. I found all these pictures of him as a youngin.
Yes.
And I had no clue. I thought Next Class was all like a whole new bunch of people.
Same.
Had no clue that.
But the description on Netflix makes much more sense now, because it said something like both familiar faces and newbies of Degrassi's Next High Tech class are coming back. And I thought they just were talking about Stefan Brogan was a returning face because that angel. But no. There's more to it than that.
It was Tristan, the Plastic Man.
Mm-hmm.
I have to keep calling him that because that's the name of the podcast.
Yes.
And it makes sense that way. And there's Miles.
Was he? Okay.
They were dating, apparently. It was from Wikipedia.
That would make sense.
I don't think he was in many episodes, but he was there.
Okay. And
Maya. She looked exactly the same.
Shu, right?
Yeah. Shu.
Zig.
Tiny, maybe? Don't quote me on that. I thought I saw him in a picture.
Okay.
And I think possibly, Zoe? Is that the girl who has...
The blue hair?
Blue hair, yeah.
Grace.
Oh, well, I don't think she was
there. Zoe is the one that was... Plastic Man's campaign manager.
Okay. Yeah. She's definitely in the first one. Okay. We're very knowledgeable.
Yes.
Well, maybe Grace is all friends with them though.
Yeah.
So maybe she was in the first one.
Yeah.
We don't have knowledge of Grace.
If you clamor for more Degrassi Next Class podcast, Plastic podcast, we'll do more research next time.
We will.
In preparation.
We will.
We're also recording this on a phone right now, so hopefully...
But if this, like, blows up to, like crazy proportions, like I keep referencing the Gilmore Guys, we do live shows, we'll do whatever you want, listeners.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And,
within reason.
And we'll have better equipment.
Yes.
But to do that, we would need money, and we're broke.
Yes.
And you may have picked this up, I'm not that invested in Degrassi next class.
Which is a shame, because I am. I am very strongly invested in these characters.
There's not a redeeming quality or a redeeming character to me. The auto-tune beginning, the hashtags. Oh my god.
We didn't even talk about the new theme song.
Yes.
Oh. Well, the lyrics may be familiar. That is all I can say, redeeming-wise, of it.
That they used whatever it takes?
Yes.
So you're telling me if Gilmore Girls, we have a mild obsession with Gilmore Girls, yes. If they would have used the theme song in the revival, yes. But they auto-tuned it, you'd be like, oh, okay. Well, a good point of the revival was that they used the original theme lyrics.
Let's take a moment here and consider.
Where you lead, I will follow.
We are comparing Degrassi Next Class with Gilmore Girls here. I have much higher standards for Gilmore Girls.
I am sure some of these listeners love Degrassi Next Class more than they love Gilmore Girls.
Oh, as if those people exist.
I bet to some of them. Please. And this is not to mock you, dear listener.
No, dear listener.
We love you.
Yes, please, prove
subscribe,
me wrong.
Subscribe, listen.
Prove me wrong.
Yes. There maybe are people who are like, the way we see Gilmore Girls, they rewatch it on a daily basis.
Hey, you know, good for them. Someone, for all the work that Stefan Brogan put into this, someone deserves to love it. It deserves love. Just not from me.
I thought you said you were a fan.
I am a fan, but only
for... You're a fake fan.
Yes, only for nostalgia's sake. 'Tis a pity she's a whore. Okay, that's the David Bowie song. I'm not calling anyone a whore. I promise. I'm sorry.
Well, this podcast is over. I'm done.
Oh, God. But what was I saying? Yes. I was very invested in the Drake era of Degrassi, as you can tell by me calling it the Drake era. But Aubrey Graham, as he was known by back then.
Uh-huh.
So, I am a big fan of tradition and carrying on traditions. So, yes, if it means that the next generation, not to make a, no pun intended, if the next generation of teeny boppers people, or not teeny boppers, whoever enjoys this show, is introduced to Degrassi through Degrassi Next Class, that is great, because I hope that, dear listeners, if you are invested in Degrassi Next Class, you will go back and you will watch Degrassi Next Generation, and maybe back even further to the original Degrassi Junior High. Please invest your time.
That was a beautiful speech.
Yes.
That was, I'm in tears over here.
You know, I'm pretty sure every episode of Degrassi Next Gen is on YouTube. Don't quote me on that. At least the first, six are on YouTube.
If the rest are, we can go back and watch it and see all these lovely characters from Next Class in their baby form.
Yes.
And there, I was trying to relate them to Pokemon.
Pre-evolution.
Pre-evolution, is that what they're called?
Isn't it like Igglybuff is the pre-evolution of Jigglypuff? Is that? I don't know.
That makes me want to fling myself out this window. Which is only a first story window, yes. So I'd be okay.
Yes.
I know you all are very worried about my safety.
Yes. How long have we been going for here?
23 minutes.
That's impressive. I think the show itself is only 30?
Something like that. We're killing it here.
We are.
We're rocking it.
We are.
What else happened in the show? Oh, Maya? Well, we kind of already covered that. She got
an audition.
She got a guitarist. Yeah.
Who made her boyfriend jealous.
Yeah, her boyfriend was all like...
Her boyfriend is too.
Oh, and she's like, music is more important to me than you are.
Yes.
Which makes sense, because he looks like a shoe.
Which, I mean, as a music lover myself, I think music is more important than almost anybody, except for you, Brixifer.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. I would say the same.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where Green Day probably falls on the same level as you.
Oh, wow. I'm on the same level as Billy Joe Armstrong.
And Trey Cool.
And Mike Dirnt.
And okay. that's a pretty high... Wow. Jason, you're above Jason.
Wow, okay.
These listeners don't care about that.
No, that's another topic for another time.
Because Green Day is an American band, and...
Oh, and they're all Canadian.
And they're all... Every listener is Canadian.
Wait, we're American. Are we qualified to be talking about a Canadian show?
I think so.
Well, maybe they won't notice.
I wonder how popular Degrassi is in Canada rather than the US. Like, do you think it's like a huge thing in Canada?
I don't know.
Listener, if you're from Canada, let us know. I'm curious about this.
Yes, yes.
There has to be a reason that the show's gone on for decades.
Decades, yes. Do you think they have, like... Do you think it's translated into other languages? So, like, you think people in Scotland are watching Degrassi Next Class?
Oh, I'm sure. Especially if it's on Netflix.
It's true.
Like, international. They did Gilmore... I keep bringing up Gilmore Girls, but they did that with the revival.
Okay.
They had, like, a little promo where they all said, like, stupid shit in different languages.
So, dear listeners... Please let us know where you are from and in what language you watch this show. I would imagine it would be a very different experience to watch it in German.
I want to know how to say whatever it takes. I know I'll make it through.
Yes.
In German.
Many languages.
Send us
possible.
Your singing in different languages. We're asking for a lot from you in this first episode.
We are.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
But that just shows that we have faith in you, dear listeners.
Yeah. Wow. We harmonized.
We did.
So her boyfriend got mad.
Yes.
So, well, how did the butt thing get resolved?
Oh, some guy, the Asian guy, what's his name? The little Asian nerdy Asian
I keep
guy.
Wanting to say Oliver, but I'm thinking of How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah. But another student.
Oh no. He actually has a social life. Well, you can answer that. Tell him we're finishing our podcast. No, he's getting us ice cream.
No, it's...
Oh. I am so sorry, dear listener.
Anyway.
I have a stalker, and I thought he was getting us ice cream.
No. Anyway.
He better not come here or else I will walk out. What if he came in this door and I just went out the window?
We should clarify. This stalker, as far as we know anyway, is relatively harmless, okay? And he's a decent dude sometimes, okay?
I shouldn't call him a stalker. He's not. He's a man that is interested in me.
Yeah.
And I am not... I will shove you off this air couch.
I'm sorry.
This air couch.
Air couch. We're sitting on a couch made of air.
I will... He's a man who's interested in me, and I'm not interested in him. I'm sure I can relate this to Degrassi somehow.
Yes.
And,
maybe
so...
Maybe not yet.
I do not want to deal with him. And also, the window I'm discussing is literally, like... 4 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
If I really wanted to jump out of it, I could. And if he comes in here, no explanation. I'm just going.
Okay.
I'm just opening the window and going.
Okay. But
I want to know what he would say.
Back to
Degrassi Next Class.
Yes. What were we saying? Oh, the butt issue was resolved, or kind of resolved, when another student spilled some kind of acid or chemical on No Butt Girl's pants, so she had to take them off in front of the classroom, and she had stuffed her pants with, I think it was cotton something, to make it look like she had more of a butt, and she did not want to do that in front of the man that she liked, but she did, and a teacher wrapped some kind of apron thing around her, and, as it turns out later, that the picture No Butt Girl thought Tiny, the boy she liked, had seen on social media or fake social media. I forget what it's called, but it's off-brand Instagram.
Because everything is off-brand in this show.
Yes. The picture the girl thought that Tiny had seen, he had not seen, and he was just interested in her for her brains this whole time because she's taking an advanced science class. So there is a moral for you young lady listeners and young fellas out there listening.
Yeah, young fellas.
Young fellas. Youth of today, do not assume. I think most of the people's issues in Degrassi, both Next Class and Next Gen, and I'm sure junior high, could all have been avoided if people did not make assumptions.
It's very true. Mm-hmm. Jimmy would not have gotten shot if he didn't assume Toby was a fine guy.
Yes.
That's not true at all. I just,
Or not Toby, Rick.
Rick
sorry. Shot him.
For the love of God, I always get Toby and Rick mixed up.
Toby was a stand-up guy. Toby was JT's
Toby, yes.
Okay.
Toby was alright.
Anyway.
Wasn't he friends with Rick for a bit?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, I'm not imagining. They both had glasses, right?
Yes, and dark hair.
Obviously, listeners, I'm very good with names, especially when it comes to Degrassi. And I watch more Degrassi than just Jimmy getting shot. Yes. But that is, like, the pivotal moment. Like, if there was a moment to define the generation of millennials now that are in their early 20s, I would say it was Jimmy on Degrassi getting shot.
Who was played by Drake.
Who is played by Drake.
Then known as Aubrey Graham.
Yes, like we said. But we don't care what he is now. I'm talking what he was then.
Yes.
And I'm talking that it was a generation-defining moment. Some people, like, some generation in Vietnam.
Yes.
Some have Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
Some have, like, the Civil War.
Yes. Which goes back to us saying how most of the problems in Degrassi Next Class are not real problems to us from our perspective, our humble perspective. Like, this girl thinking that she doesn't have a butt is not a very real issue in compared to, like, we were talking about pedophilia that was present in the first, or was it pedophilia? What'd you call it? Cyber
stalking?
Well,
I mean, I guess body image issues are a thing.
Okay, yes.
I guess maybe there's just something wrong with us.
This is true. Maybe we are too old to understand this perspective anymore. We were about, well, how old were we when Degrassi Next Gen came out?
I was far too young.
Yeah,
so I was a little girl.
Yeah, so we were very young. So maybe now we're not Degrassi Next Class's target audience. So someone who is in the target audience.
I think if my sister's 12.
Yeah.
It's like the target audience.
Yeah.
And she said it was stupid. But, you know, that's one voice out of many.
This is true. So I don't know. We don't know if it's really a bad show.
I don't know how many stars does it have on Netflix. Not that
I don't know.
We will do more research.
Yes.
I'll look up reviews.
Mhm.
That would be a good thing to look
that
up.
That would have been, yes.
We could read some fanfic
here.
Oh,
yes.
We can do anything.
We can.
I don't think there's restrictions in podcasts as long as you're not, like, saying you're gonna kill people or something.
And we will give credit to the fanfic writers when we read them.
Oh, of course. We will write our own fanfic as well.
Yes. Didn't you say that most of them are about Plastic Man?
Yes, I did.
Most of the fanfic. So
which fits this podcast.
It does. It's perfect.
We'll have the fanfic writers on the show.
Yes.
Discuss. I'm being wild here.
Yes,
and
dream big.
And Fee is, like, done with me already.
No! Don't dream it, be it.
Wow.
Which is a quote from
the Rocky Horror Picture Show live remake on Fox.
No.
That's what that is.
It was a quote from the original, the superior Rocky Horror Picture Show with the god Tim Curry. Okay. But that's a different...
Tim Curry was in the Fox one, too.
Okay, yes, but he wasn't dancing. We'll put it that way. We'll put it nicely. He wasn't dancing.
He was dancing in his heart.
Yes. Anyway, before I start tearing up, this is a very emotional subject for me.
We should.
Well, I'm waiting until Zach gets here so we can get ice cream.
Yes. My lovely boyfriend is bringing ice cream.
I don't know if I minimize this or if she'll stop recording.
I don't know.
Oh, it's still recording.
Oh,
we're good.
It is.
We're fine.
Wow.
Wow.
That's nifty. What technology can do for us today.
It's crazy. I can check people who are yelling at me.
Whoa.
You can keep talking, Fee. Look
okay.
at that.
Okay.
No, never mind. This guy looks as good as Plastic Man did. Anyway.
Oh. Okay. So, we have brought up many, many points in this podcast thus far. I'm impressed. I didn't think we'd have this much to talk about.
Why is that man on a Green Day page?
What?
the one...
Oh, well, Brooksifer, being the legend that she is, has gotten some backlash as of late, but that is neither here nor there, because that is not about Degrassi.
I think I can relate it to Degrassi,
okay,
though.
Yes, that's true.
Because this would be a plot. From next class. And actually, social media is such a presence in next class. Especially in later episodes, as we'll see.
Yes.
With that one little boy. I think it's all pissy.
Because
he's in a video game club.
Yes.
And he needs to, like, take 7,000 chill pills.
Yes.
He would do something like I did.
Yes.
And comment on a post. And then start arguments over the internet with people, which is stupid, and I shouldn't. But if any of you are Green Day fans, I don't know, like this is where we started. They're an American band,
yes.
And this is a podcast about a Canadian show.
Yes.
So I don't know how many of you all listen to it, but you come discuss that with me.
Yes.
So my third podcast is going to be.
Okay.
It's going to be like. Greencast.
But
I could think of a better name. That was awful.
It is interesting to note the influence of social media in Degrassi Next Class that was obviously not there in Degrassi Next Gen because social media wasn't around or it wasn't on as much. I think they were using, Yahoo Messenger on the first episode. Or
sure.
Or IMing or something.
Or
like
AIM.
That. Yeah.
AIM was a good thing.
Yeah. So, if they had had the access to social media in Degrassi Next Gen, maybe they would have a lot of less serious but still very prevalent issues that Degrassi Next Class has.
It's a person emailing me.
Oh?
Not for this podcast.
I was gonna say.
Because that would be terrifying.
Right. Future you emailing us to stop right now.
Stefan Brogan comes for us.
Oh, I want to
meet Plastic
him.
Man.
I want to meet Stefan Brogan. So if Stefan Brogan, you are listening to this podcast, which you should be, because it's about your show and your life and your career.
Do you think he does, like, appearances anywhere?
I don't know.
I want to meet him.
I want to meet you. And this is a 100% genuine request. I want to meet you, Stefan Brogan.
I think we should talk for 2 more minutes.
Okay, so we have...
And then we should end it.
Yes.
Do you have anything else to add about the plot?
No.
I think we covered every
we
story
did.
Of the plot.
We did, yes.
Not a lot happens in each episode of the show.
No.
I mean, it's like not really.
No.
It's all pretty basic, which I mean, it's Degrassi Next Class.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Sherlock when it was good.
Yes.
Or it's not like some complicated show.
So, to do a brief recap here. The girl didn't think she had a butt, and she did something to try to fix that, which ended disastrously. But not really, because the guy she found out the guy liked her for her brain.
Yeah.
So, good ending. And there was a student council election, and Miles won, but he got disqualified because he threw a party. So Plastic Man is now going to take the throne, and Miles said that he was done with Plastic Man, he was going to destroy him. And Maya got an audition at a club, and she needed to have a band, so she held auditions,
and her boyfriend got jealous.
Beautiful.
Am I missing anything?
No. You're great at this podcasting stuff. I'm awful.
No.
I'm getting us off track, and I'm just being a fuck. And
it's my commerce degree coming in there.
That is. There was this great camera angle on the pool.
Oh, yes.
That we both thought of, and I'm a political science English major, but I like to think I'm a comm arts major because I've hung out with you so much.
Yes.
Okay. 5, 4.
Listen and love us.
2. Yeah. Now it's over. It's over. 40 minutes.
Oh no.
But I do have a. If you have any questions.
Yes.
I'm gonna set up a Twitter.
Okay.
Okay. It's gonna be called. I want to make a pun about the Plastic Ono Band, but I don't know how.
If you don't know who that is, look it up. Please.
If your life is sad if you don't know who it is. No, it's
if
fine.
If you're so inclined, your life will never be the same.
Wow.
Wow.
Putting a lot of faith. Oh my god, Dairy Queen is closed now. I didn't even think of that. We can get it for real.
Yeah, we can. Okay.
Or something. Okay.
Our minds are on...
Coldstone? Is Coldstone open?
I don't know. Is there one around here?
Yeah, it's right down the street.
Okay. Sorry. Our minds are on ice cream now.
It's been on ice cream for like
yes,
2 hours.
It's
a anyways, it will be called the... Plastic... Murano... Show. No. That's stupid.
We'll think of a better Twitter...
Well, I want to have a Twitter I can tell them.
The Plastic Ono Podcast. that sounds like we're talking about the Plastic Onos. Just about the Plastic Podcast.
The Plastic Podcast. If that's open, it will be the Plastic Podcast.
Yes.
And if that's not open, it will be the Plastic Podcast Show.
Yes.
But it should be, and I'm going to make it, and you can tweet your questions.
Yes.
And if you've made it this far into this rambling mess.
A round of applause for you.
You deserve 5 stars. That's like 6.
Yeah.
That one's a triangle. You deserve 6 out of 5 stars, okay?
Yes.
You're my favorite person. There's only one of you.
Only one.
And you're my favorite. And I think that's it.
That's it, yeah.
Whatever it takes... I know that we can make it through.
We did it!
Well, it's still recording.
Oh,
but
shit.
Woo! We almost ended it cool.